Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join us as we worship Him in spirit and in truth. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy greet you in Jesus' name. Welcome you to this time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, turning to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Wonderful words of life to begin today's broadcast service. Thank you for worshiping with us. Let's have a great time of refreshing in His presence. And by the time this service has come to an end, we want you to know that you have been in the presence of the Lord. Join with us from the church hymnal on page 6. Let's sing together. Clap your hands with us on I Want to Know More About My Lord. Hallelujah. While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for some tomorrow. My trials here I'll understand. I want to know more about my Jesus. Yes, I do. I want to know more about my Lord, my blessed Lord. I want to know more about that mansion, heavenly mansion. I'm going to receive as my reward, my rich reward. I want to know more about that homeland, wonderful homeland. I mean to go there someday, somehow, someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, heavenly city, yes, I'm going to know more, going to know more than I know now. I'm glad I know the blessed Savior, for through His blood He sets me free. Though rough the road, I shall not waver, for some glad day His face I'll see. Promise when His soul ascended, I'm coming back, the Lord did say. If on His promise you depended, on wings of love you'll soar away. About my Jesus, yes I do. I want to know more about my Lord, my blessed Lord. Yes, I want to know more. I want to know more more about that mansion, heavenly mansion. I'm gonna receive as my reward, my rich reward. I wanna know more about that homeland, wonderful homeland. I need to go there someday, somehow, someday, somehow.
And after I reach
that heavenly city, heavenly city, yes, I'm gonna know more, gonna know more than I know now.
Hallelujah. Well, the great thing about serving the Lord is that we are ever learning. You just never find it all out. You just grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad today that there is strength and that there is growth? Let's turn to Psalm 37, verses 4, 5, and 6 for our precious promise today. The Word of God says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as the judgment, as the noonday." Praise God. Thank the Lord for his wonderful word and his wonderful promises. Let's pray today that God will bless us in the days ahead. As we look to him, let's ask the Lord to help us to be soul winners for Jesus. Christians, let's ask him to let our light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And sinners, we want you to seek the Lord, repent of your sins, and give your heart and life to Jesus and serve him before it's too late. We want you to avoid going to a devil's hell for an eternity. As the Holy Spirit deals with your heart, yield to him. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for everyone that's represented today. We thank you, Lord, like I said, for Christians. We're thankful, Lord, that we can delight ourselves in the law of the Lord. We can commit our ways unto you. Lord, we're just thankful today that you are our leader and our guide, and you show us which path to travel. Lord, I just ask you today to move upon us and help us to be witnesses. I pray, Lord, you'll move upon us. You'll help us to be shining lights and examples. Lord, help us to be soul winners. We pray for the unsaved today that you'll speak to their hearts. And Lord, may this be the day that many repent of his or her sin. May this be the day, Lord, when many find you. Lord, I know that if someone seeks you, if someone asks as you deal with their heart, Lord, if they repent of their sins and tell you how sorry they are, ask you to forgive them and save them, we know, Lord, you'll do that very thing. These are your promises, Lord, and they're just as good and true as ever before. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's worship and sing this together.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own special way.
Sing it with us now. Hallelujah.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thine own
Thomas Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we bring you the Power of Pentecost daily at this time. We're a faith ministry, and listener supported, and we could always use your help. So after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, and if you have anything left over and you pray about it and you feel directed of the Lord to send something to help the Power of Pentecost, it will be appreciated. It'll just help us to continue coming to you. But if you don't have any money, you're welcome to send a song request or a prayer request or a card or a letter anyway. The mailing address, the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website is available if the radio time is not convenient or you want to hear a program again, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click listen online. And if you're there and you want to make a contribution with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. Follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. It's a safe transaction. There's been a change in me.
Today I ran into the crowd I used to hang around. I told him that the world and I no longer agree. When they asked me why, this was my reply. There's been a change, a change in me. There's been a change in me, a change in me. I am not the one I used to be. Old things have passed away since Christ has set me free. There's been a change in me. That old man you knew before, he's gone forevermore. He's covered by the blood shed on Calvary. I found a brand new plan. I've been touched by God's own hand. There's been a change, a change in me. There's been a change in me, a change in me. I am not the one I used to be. Old things have passed away since Christ has saved me free. There's been a change in me.
In the book of Mark, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messengers before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. It's been great to be with you. Thank you for spending time with us. We never want to waste 1 minute of your precious time. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost.
Put it up. There's been a change in me, a change in me. I am not the one that I used to be. Old things have passed away Since Christ has saved me free, there's been a